Welcome to the Fantasy Sports Game. This is your host, Gio Garcia. Today we're talking NBA pregame. We got my man, Chris Henderson here, our NBA analyst. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, man. Looking forward to these games on Friday.
So we got about, eight different games here. You know, we'll just run through the list real quick, and we're going to break down the most important games that we think are, you know, most important to talk. So we got the Nuggets versus the Wizards. You got the T-Wolves versus the Knicks. You also got the Suns versus the Cavs. You got the Bucks visiting the Bulls. Celtics, Blazers. Then we move on to the Clippers, Pacers. You got the Nets visiting the Raptors. You got the Heat going to Thunder. Jazz, Spurs, Hawks, Warriors. So now let's talk about the most interesting game right now. I think the Celtics Trailblazers. What are your thoughts on that game? How do the Celtics play and how do the Blazers play?
I think this is a game that will be the highlight of the night. You got one team coming off a huge win. You got another team coming off a tough loss. Celtics coming off a huge win against the Oklahoma City team the other night in Boston. Led by their rookie phenom, Jason Tatum, travel to take on the Portland Trailblazers, who are coming off a tough loss against a Houston team that snapped their 13-game winning streak. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, you guys, so you have the Celtics, man. They played a close one, and we talked about this the other night. They didn't have Kyrie. They didn't have Marcus Smart, and they still found a way to win. Talk about how good that defense is. What are your thoughts on that defense?
Oh, man. I think they're the best individual defensive team collectively, meaning that they have guys on the perimeter that can keep their guys in front of them. So when you add that together, that makes, in my opinion, the best perimeter defensive team in basketball, which means they have a shot to win every night. The reason why they beat Oklahoma City the other night and held them to under 100 points is because they play defense. They have Kyrie, but they're built for success because they play defense individually, and guys take pride in keeping their guys in front of them and helping each other. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also hit on Jason Tatum, man. That guy, we're just looking here at the stats. He blew up the other night for 23 points and 11 boards. Yeah. Man, are you impressed with him or what?
Most definitely. I think he's back in the race for Rookie of the Year, along with Donovan Mitchell at Utah and Ben Simmons. I think he's right up there with those guys. He'll be first team all rookie. And he's definitely somebody that's going to be mentioned for years to come. He understands it coming from Duke and Coach K's system. He was definitely NBA ready. So the Boston, I know Boston and the fans are happy to have him.
Yeah. So now, yeah, like you said, the Blazers are coming off. They snapped, what was it, the 13-game streak to the Houston Rockets. Yep. They play a tough Celtics team. I want to see how Lillard plays. He also had a tough time against the Rockets, McCollum, but the bench still contribute. I like to see that, the bench still contribute, keep them in those close games. So I think it's going to be kind of a chess match between those two teams.
Yeah, I know Lillard and McCollum got to shoot the three better if they want to walk away with a W. They shot 0 for 12 combined in the game against Houston, but still happened only lose by four, so that's a positive sign for him. McCollum only had 8 points, so he wasn't that much of a factor, but hopefully a player like that won't have two subpar games like that in a row, and Lillard won't go 0 for 7 for 3. So those guys will shoot the ball better at home once again. So they play well at the Moda Center. Boston have a tough time, but they'll be there at the end because that's how good they are defensively and they trust one another.
Exactly. Cool. Anything else you want to touch on this game before we move on to the next game?
No, I just think this will be the most competitive game, fun game to watch of the night, and definitely looking forward to it. No Kyrie, though, so that's one thing fans should be aware of. Kyrie won't be playing this game again, so they will lean on their rookie and Rozier and Morris and Horford and those guys. So.
Yeah. So we'll move on to the Jazz versus Spurs game. This is probably the most, I think it's probably going to be the most competitive game, or the most, I guess a lot of people are going to keep their eyes on this game because they're one's on, the Spurs are sixth, Jazz are eighth, and they're right next to each other. Things can change, within a couple of days. Yes. You have the Spurs, I think I saw this quote earlier, this article. What was it? Kyrie. They had like a team meeting. The Spurs had a team meeting. Mm-hmm. Kawhi, well, I guess, explaining to them why he should. I don't know how true this is, but he was explaining to them why he should keep sitting. What do you think about that whole situation?
I think Kawhi is in his right to feel the way he feels. Like it's like we talked about a day or so ago. If you're not healthy, a player like that doesn't want to come back not healthy for two reasons. One, you want to play at the highest level mm-hmm. when you're one of the best. And number two, you don't want to risk any setbacks. You come back 80%, 60%, 70%, whatever, and then you have a setback, then that can not only demoralize you and your teammates, but that can set you back for another year or so, however long.
So that is true, but I feel like what's going on in the locker room, players are wanting him to play, you know what I'm saying? And I think he obviously is like, I'm going to come back when it's right, but I think what it's starting to sound is like his teammates are starting to get affected by it, like... You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they're all professionals, man. They feel, mm-hmm. well, I think it starts with the medical staff obviously cleared him to play, meaning like, okay, Kawhi, you're clear to play, but they don't know his body. Mm-hmm. They're not the ones suiting up at number two. If he feels like he's not ready, he's not ready, but everybody's going to have their own opinion. So, I mean, that's just where the Spurs are. Mm-hmm. They'll still be there at the end when Kawhi's ready. He'll show up and play. What I would ask the Spurs is, would you rather have 100% Kawhi or would you have 60% Kawhi? I mean, 60% is still better than a lot of the players.
True.
If you want a chance to contend with Houston and Golden State, you need Kawhi at 100%. Yeah.
And they still got, even without Kawhi for like, you know, most of the season, they still have a shot of being, you know, going for that third seed, which is crazy.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Well, I don't know about the third seed because
Portland
is 44-27. But, I mean, I
said they have a shot. The Spurs are 42 and 30. Yeah, no, I see that. So they have a shot.
Yeah, they have a shot. I mean, I don't think they'll get there. If anything, the highest they'll climb is four, mm-hmm. but which would still be home court in the first round. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. The Spurs are led by Coach Pop, who's going to have his guys ready to play no matter what. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see.
And what are your thoughts on the Jazz? What do you see from the Jazz? They're 41 and 31. Just right there on the eighth seed, you know, same record as the T-Wolves, but 41 and 10. Well, I've been impressed with the Jazz. You know, they lost a lot of pieces within the last few years, and they're right there, you know, for a playoff spot. What do you think?
Man, the Jazz had my rookie of the year without question. And Donovan Mitchell, man, he's the type of player, man, you can build a franchise around and Chris Paul was asked about him earlier in the season when he went up against him, and he asked, what do you think about Donovan Mitchell? And then Chris Paul said they got a gem, and I think that's an understatement because Donovan Mitchell is going to be here for years to come. He's the type, he's going to be leading the U.S. Olympics and be our starting point guard, in my opinion, in probably the next 4 years or so.
Wow.
But averaging 28 game, man, had the Jazz win, run off 11 straight. Right before the All-Star break. So, yeah, man, the Jazz is tough. You still have Gobert owning the paint. So, but, yeah, they lost Hood. They lost Hayward. But
they're still there. They're still fighting.
They're playing well, man. They are defense-oriented. Like the Celtics, not as good, but they do have a big man. But
yeah, they used to be. They lost some pieces.
But they're led by their rookie, man. So I think they'll get in. Now, it's a matter of they can win a series. That's a question for another day.
That's true.
But I do believe they will get in. I don't believe the Clippers will overtake them. And I don't think Denver will overtake them.
No.
Just my opinion.
No, I hear you. Well, that's it. I mean, anything else you want to cap off? I mean, that's the recap for tomorrow's game, Friday, March 23rd. I think we hit on everything. I mean, the most important games, you know, coming down to the end of the season, you know, there's not too many games that are going to be as much as important. But, yeah, anything, any last words, Chris?
Just looking forward to it, man. I think that these games, as we gear towards the end of the regular season, guys are officially going into playoff mode because they know the type of toll that the playoffs can have on you. So these guys will get themselves ready. And if you guys have any insight or any ideas or anything you want to chat with me about, you can always reach me on Twitter at Christopher, Christopher, Hen, H-E-N, and the number one. You guys can tweet me. I'm always available. I'm I'm open to listen to you guys' opinions. And, you know, we'll just see what happens. But the competition is real as we get to it later.
Exactly. That's it. For Chris, this is Gio. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
No doubt.